Welcome to episode 1843 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you doing? We have reached the final episode of our series all about managing social anxiety. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. As I'm recording this meditation, it is for a Saturday. And for you, Saturday may be a day off. It may not be, but on your day off, if you could meditate a little longer, this will help you to establish a more meaningful meditation ritual. So I encourage you, or rather challenge you, to meditate a little longer today. I have one more challenge for you. If you could meditate outside, this will really take your meditation ritual to the next level. We have a tendency to put so many layers between ourselves and other people, our environment, and what we're doing at any moment, even in your meditation ritual. So remove those layers by meditating outside. That way you're connecting to your environment in a tangible way. I know it's not always easy to go outside to meditate. If you could even open up a window or door in your meditation space to let the outdoors in, that also will enhance your ritual. If it's cold, just bundle up. If it is hot, endure the heat. Remove unnecessary layers of clothing. Embrace whatever's going on around you. You may hear more noises than usual, and that is fine. It helps you to practice keeping focused. And it's life. It's life around you. Life happens. So meditate outside and try to meditate a little longer. Well, I congratulate you because you have reached the final episode of this Managing Social Anxiety series. And in the final episode of any series, I share with you a reflection over your week. This is a powerful way for you to improve your life. When you reflect on how you're living your life, how you're responding to stress, and what's working well for you and what's not working so well for you, you begin to create an awareness that helps you to improve your life. Without this inner reflection, you can feel stuck. You can feel as though you're bored with your life. You don't really notice the small and sometimes big leaps of improvement, and also where you may struggle consistently, so you can break these patterns. Many famous people did this throughout their lives. Benjamin Franklin, who was a former U.S. president and one of the founders of the nation, he focused on a quality every week, and he would go in depth with this quality, just like we do, by focusing on a particular theme each week. And he would daily reflect on how he was improving his life in regard to the quality he was focused on each week. So this is what I encourage you to do. Also, the Dalai Lama, I've shared with you before, does this inner reflection every day. He reflects on each day. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, think back over your week. If you'd like to be guided in a half-hour meditation of this process, I invite you to try the Sip and Om meditation app. There you receive access to over 1,800 half-hour guided meditations, including a journal and a slowdown guide customized for the week's theme. This takes you deeply into this kind of self-improvement. So again, it's the Sip and Om Meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks free access. And as you settle yourself down to meditate today, begin to relax your mind and your body. Notice where you harbor tension. Notice where you most felt tension this week. And think about what worked well for you this week and how it made you feel, who you were with, and what the circumstances were. Reflect back on the highs and lows of the week. Again, I encourage you to meditate longer and to meditate outside. Continue your reflection over your week and consider the top three takeaways you realized this week. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Managing Social Anxiety meditation series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.